The occupation was carried out back in 1948. Is it something legal according to international standards, according to human standards, according to standards of the people of conscience or not? If somebody says that Israel somehow, the Zionist regime of Israel, coming out of nothing, its occupation of Palestinian land and Palestinian people and all the tortures that they have done for them, it was legal, then there's a discussion that we can do that whether they are civilians or army personnel. If our conclusion is the Zionist regime of Israel's very inception, because the foundation is based on zulm and oppression and occupation and illegality and illegitimacy, right? Question doesn't apply in this case. They're all occupiers. That's who they are. They're not civilians. So it's not like, you know, some of them are the occupiers, some of them are drug dealers, some of them are gang leaders, some of them are politicians, some of them are like, you know, just ordinary people, and some are civilians and some are... No, they're all occupiers who have illegally occupied somebody else's land. And like we said before, if we come to this conclusion, then we are compelled and comfortable to say that the justice has to be served. They're not civilians. Imam Khamenei, May 7, 2021, he says, from the very first day, the Zionists have turned the usurped Palestine into a terrorist base. Israel isn't a country. Rather, it is a terrorist garrison fighting against the Palestinian nation and other Muslim nations. Fighting against this despotic Zionist regime is fighting against oppression and terrorism. And this is everyone's responsibility. Because if we say that these guys are just innocent civilians, well, let's start calling Daesh innocent civilians to them. Let's start calling KKK innocent civilians to them. No, when you commit a crime, and these guys, by the very existence, are the occupiers. So this whole idea that the media is using to derail the innocent minds, especially the youth who not necessarily in some cases know the history of Palestine, they're like, oh, this is like, you know, they show a picture of something and they go like, oh, this oppression has been done in Israel. But it's not like, you know, this side or that side. One is the occupied, the other is the occupier. One is the oppressed, the other is the oppressor. Let's keep the definitions in their own place. You can't just compare apples to oranges and say, oh, this side is also committing this, this side is also committing that. No.